Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. I'm so glad that you're able to join me tonight as we conclude a message I began a few days ago entitled, A Promise for the Future. And as I've been sharing, one of the greatest enemies we face is that of fear. Fear in all of its varying forms, stark terror, as well as just common stress and anxieties that we have. Because even stress is an anxiety that we are not up to or can handle, whatever it is that we're facing. And thank the Lord. The Lord has promised us that He wouldn't give us above what we are able to bear with every temptation. He would make a way of escape. And so nothing comes to us but that the Lord allows, and He does it for a purpose. We may not at the time always understand His reasons, but we can understand His character, that He loves us and that He desires only good for us, and that our ultimate growth and maturing into the perfection of Christ, we can trust in that. And I've been sharing about a promise for the future. We've been looking primarily at that one beautiful promise found in Isaiah 41 and 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And one of the most striking facts of this scripture, this promise, is that before God even talks to us, He moves into action and He reaches out to comfort us and to grasp us by our right hand. And then He says, don't be afraid, I will help thee. Even as He did to Peter when he was sinking beneath the waves, Jesus reached out to save him. And He's doing that for each one of us who will respond and reach out to Him in faith. But you've got to reach out your hand, and you can feel Him reaching out to you to bring you that comfort and strength in your inner man that you need. In fact, I want to pray right now. Father, you see those that are struggling against fear. Lord, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And I stand on that rhema word of God, the literal word of God that you've given to us, that promise that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power over all the power of the enemy, and of love and of a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ. So thank you, Lord, for imparting that to your people. Those who are struggling against fear, I command deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I loose the very peace of God to flood your being right now from the top of your head to the very soles of your feet. Praise God. Well, Lord willing, in this broadcast, I'd like to share with you seven beautiful blessings of this promise, of what it means for God to hold our right hand. He gives us salvation. Psalm 18 and 16 says, He sent from above, He took me, He drew me out of many waters. That salvation, not just of our soul when we come to the Lord for salvation, but that ongoing salvation and deliverance that occurs throughout our Christian life. He gives us security. John 10:28 says, they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He gives us friendship. Remember in John, that beautiful 15th chapter, when He says, I don't call you servants anymore, I call you friends. And number four, He gives us confidence. He gives us an abiding confidence as a result of His holding our hand. Psalm 118 and 6 declares, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? As long as we are walking closely to the Lord, none of us are perfect. We won't be perfect until we're in His presence. But our hearts can be right. Our hearts can be perfect. We can be surrendered and yielded to Him, seeking to please and walk before Him with contriteness of heart and humility of heart, desiring only to bring Him glory. That's all the Lord is asking, and He will do the rest for us. So He is our confidence. And then he is also our help. He's our assistance. Number five, his hand is offered to help, to assist, not only to comfort. And he says in Psalm 86, verse 17, show me a token for good, the psalmist declares, that which they hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, has helped me and comforted me. God is a very present help in the time of trouble. That's one of my favorite promises. I hold latch onto that many times in behalf of myself, in behalf of loved ones I'm praying for, in behalf of partners. He is a very present help in the time of trouble. He will hear and answer us. And then, point number six, as a token of that outstretched hand, his mighty salvation he extends to us, he gives us strength. Remember when Jacob was preparing to die, he knew the Lord was calling him home, and he gathered his 12 sons round about him. And in Genesis, the 49th chapter, verse 24, he speaks blessings to them. And in this particular verse, he's referring to Joseph. And he says, but his bow, speaking of Joseph, abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. Beloved, right now in the Spirit, I want you to feel his firm grasp that, as it were, just is empowering and holding your hands. It's as if the mighty arrow of deliverance, you know, you'd put your hand on a bow and you'd pull it back to stretch forth the very arrow of the Lord. It's like he puts his arm, his hand around you, and it's his strength pulling that bow back. And you can feel him, his very presence right with you right now. And he encourages your heart. I can sense his precious Spirit ministering and reaching out to you. Hallelujah. With that firm grasp, there comes the impartation of divine strength. Isaiah 40 and 29 declares, he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength, King James. If you're feeling faint, if you feel you have no strength, he's giving power to you right now if you will believe, and he's increasing your strength. The Living Bible translates that verse this way, he gives power to the tired and worn out, and strength to the weak. Beloved, do you need his strength right now? Just reach up, reach out and take hold of his hand that's being extended to you. By his Spirit, he's reaching out to you through this broadcast. Allow him to impart that strength you need. Strength to be able to continue to run in the race. Strength to be able to stand in the midst of the trial and the testing you're in right now. He promises he won't give us more than we can endure. Oh, I know there's been times in my life I said, Lord, I can't take anymore. I feel like I'm at the utter breaking point. Some of you might feel that way. But you know what? I never did break. I felt like I was going to. You might feel like you're going to, but he won't let you be broken. He's there. He's there to bind up your broken heart. Hallelujah. And then the final point I'd like to share with you is that of submission. That's the most important thing that we can do. You know, we can't by our own wisdom, our own spirituality, our knowledge of the scriptures, in any kind of spiritual prowess, there's nothing we can claim. But beloved, all we can do is place our hands in the hands of the Master of Blue Galilee. We can express our submission to the Lord, that we're willing to be led wherever he chooses, not according to our will, but in whatever way he deems that is best for our lives. And what does this mean? Well, it means to be willing to be put anywhere and to be used any way. You know, this really is not that difficult, not as difficult as it sounds. You've probably heard that familiar saying, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. What does it matter where we go? What does it matter what we have to do if only all we have to do is to hold onto his hand? Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. For I, the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. That's the word of the Lord to you, beloved brother and sister, right at this moment. Fear not, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee. He's assuring you personally of his desire, not only that he loves you, but that he will help you. And beloved, he gives peace for the future. We don't have to worry about our futures, but we can live for the present because he holds our right hand. Let's close the broadcast in prayer. Father, Lord, I thank you for the privilege of being able to share your word these last several days. I thank you, Lord, for the mighty promises of your word. Lord, we shall not fear. Of whom shall we be afraid? Hallelujah. We can be thankful, Lord, that the waters, when they come, they're not going to overflow us. The fire, though it may kindle upon us, we feel like we might be burned up, but you said we won't be consumed. Lord, there is your holy fire which burns out the dross. And Lord, even though painful and sometimes frightening as it could be, we welcome that because we want to be as pure as gold as we come forth, a vessel of honor for the Master's household. Lord, I ask you to touch every person, minister to their fears, deliver from fears. Let those seven assurances of your mighty promise to help and holding our hand be made real in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. For the Lord would say, I am with you, and you shall see the waves that have well nigh overwhelmed you. The peace that I would speak shall cause the waters to be calm, and you shall marvel even as the disciples did when I spoke to the storm, and there was an absolute peace and quiet. So shall I first speak peace to your inner man, and you shall experience that inner peace, and then you shall see me, and you shall hear me speak to the waves and to the wind, and all shall be quiet and peaceful around you, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of your word and the Holy Spirit. Well, beloved, it's been my joy to minister to you. If you feel the prompting of the Lord, jot down that contact information, and I'll continue to minister you personally by mail. God bless you for listening, and until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.